and welcome to episode 7 of the Nightlight Stories podcast, recorded on March 22nd, 2009. This podcast tells one original story each episode that will light up the imagination of children of all ages, anytime, anywhere. I am your host and narrator, Miss Mal. Happy spring! I know we are enjoying the extra light and more spring-like feel so we can walk around our mountain as a family. We love to check on the level of the babbling creek, hike off the beaten path to the many interesting rock formations, run as fast as we can down the dirt roads, and listen for birds chirping and other little critters skittering around. Sometimes, if we are really lucky, we can see our dear friends Hoppy and Twirly and their babies that are the new spring additions to our majestic mountain. This week, we have a special treat. When you listen to the story, you will notice a difference. Did my voice drop a few octaves? Not exactly, but good guess. We are delighted to have Mr. Chris Bouguet, who has written all the stories with Miss Mal, to make his narrating debut. Mr. Chris is also the host of the award-winning podcast AT Tipscast, which provides at least one strategy per episode about technology used to help struggling students. You can check it out at attipscast.wordpress.com. As you listen to the story, consider the following. What do you enjoy doing most with your family?
The Walk by Chris and Melissa Bouguet. I got home from preschool one particular cool March day, and Daddy said, "Let's go for a walk, family." Mama squeezed my head into my baseball cap, although it had the emblem of the Buffalo Bills on it, which is a football team. Weird. Anyway, she made sure it fit nice and snug before she turned to do the same to my baby sister, Maggie. I wish I could say that I put my Spidey sneakers on, just like my mama asked. Yeah, I wish I could say that. But instead, I was just so excited I ran around in circles until Daddy came downstairs, wearing a stern look on his face. All it took was for him to say, "You want to go for a walk today, right?" to snap me out of my trance that had me doing the wiggly dance. Coats zipped and sneaks tied, we embarked from the garage, marching down the driveway toward the road. We banked left and headed uphill past our neighbor Barb's house. Miss Barb lived alone. Well, except for her enormous dog Capone, who just happened to be out patrolling the front yard as we strolled by. Capone considered charging us for a moment to shower us with kisses, as he was prone to do from time to time, but he changed his mind at the last minute, opting to bury his nose in a pile of fallen leaves instead. And I said, "Look how brown that dog is, Daddy." And Daddy said, "Wow, look how brown that dog is, Mama." And Mama said, "Ooh, look how brown that dog is, Maggie." And Maggie said, "Broo, broo, brah, brah," because she's a baby. Turning the corner of the block, we headed into what I like to call the forest tunnel leg of the trip, even though it isn't really a forest and it isn't really a tunnel. It's just a street, like any other street in our neighborhood, but this street happens to be lined with trees on either side that kind of lean in to form a canopy of branches and leaves. Of course, on this particular day, it being March and all, only a few buds had started to sprout on the trees, making it look more like we were walking under a spaghetti strainer. Squinting through the holes formed by the interweaving branches and buds, I saw just a few fluffy clouds floating by. And I said, "Look how white those clouds are, Daddy." And Daddy said, "Wow, look how white those clouds are, Mama." And Mama said, "Ooh, look how white those clouds are, Maggie." And Maggie said, "Woo, woo, wah, wah," because she's a baby. Now, I'm not bragging or anything, but I'm a pretty good sprinter. You know, I'm not Olympic material or anything like that. But you might say that when I turn on the jets, I'm quicker than quick, if not full out faster than fast. When Daddy shouted, "Ready, set," it was like the muscles in my legs acted all on their own. I was already in full sprint by the time Daddy yelled, "Go!" And already halfway down the road when I heard him yell, "Hit the brakes!" You might think that screeching to a halt is easy, but when your legs are in control of themselves, there's just nothing you can do. You stop when your legs tell you to stop, or when a big gray cat darts right out in front of you. And I said, "Look how gray that cat is, Daddy." And Daddy said, "Wow, look how gray that cat is, Mama." And Mama said, "Ooh, look how gray that cat is, Maggie." And Maggie said, "Groo, groo, gra, gra," because she's a baby. As we swung around the bend in the road, we came upon the massive hill. Hill? What am I saying? It's more like a mountain. Most slides and most playgrounds aren't as steep as this decline, and I know, because I'm what you'd call a playground connoisseur. In order to not go toppling head over heel, you've got to lean way back as you take each step. Sure, my toes get scrunched up in the front of my sneakers, but what are you going to do? I've got to make it down the hill somehow. From up here on Mount Falls a lot, I saw far into the valley below, including the river that weaves its way through the land. And I said, "Look how blue that river is, Daddy." And Daddy said, "Wow, look how blue that river is, Mama." And Mama said, "Ooh, look how blue that river is, Maggie." And Maggie said, "Blue, blue, blah, blah," because she's a baby. You're never alone when you come off the hill, and this little stroll proved to be no exception. Chipmunks scrambled through fallen leaves, crickets chirped a symphony, and woodpeckers hammered away on trees, reminding me that I'll never be lonely on one of these walks. In fact, it was so noisy, I couldn't help but get distracted. With noises coming from my left, and noises coming from my right, and noises coming from ahead, and noises coming from behind, I just had to spin around to see if I could spot what was making all of that racket. Of course, the more I spun around, the dizzier I got, and you know what happens when you get too dizzy? Whack! You fall right on the ground, face up to the sky, watching a cardinal fly by. And I said, "Look how red that bird is, Daddy." And Daddy said, "Wow, look how red that bird is, Mama." And Mama said, "Ooh, look how red that bird is, Maggie." And Maggie said, "Roo, roo, rah, rah," because she's a baby. I'm not the type of kid who likes to lay around all day, so I picked myself up and kept right on walking without even bothering to dust myself off. My mom calls the last corner of the walk Danger Bay. I don't really understand why, because we've never really been hurt here, not even once, and there isn't any water to be seen. She says that the cars zoom around the corner here super fast, and that's what makes it the dangerous part of the walk. But I think it's so fun to watch the vehicles zip around the corner, especially because there's this little bump in the road that makes cars and trucks fly in the air a bit when they hit it going way too fast. I can't help but hoot and holler and say, "Oh yeah!" when I see one catch some air. I even remember this one time when a big truck came barreling around the corner, hit the bump, and bounced like a tennis ball high up into the air. It came down with a ka-chung! And I said, "Look how yellow that truck is, Daddy." And Daddy said, "Wow, look how yellow that truck is, Mama." And Mama said, "Ooh, look how yellow that truck is, Maggie." And Maggie said, "Yoo, yoo, yah, yah," because she's a baby. Mr. Charlie's house was the last house we passed by as we tackled the final leg of the trip. Mr. Charlie is such a funny sort of guy. Every spring, he's always outside planting in his garden, digging up worms, talking to butterflies, and pruning his bushes. I swear he must be outside every minute of every day because every time we go for one of our walks, no matter what time it is, Mr. Charlie seems to be outside too, ready to wave to us as we mosey by. As usual, the barrel-chested, flannel-shirted, gray-bearded man waved a gloved hand covered in soil above his head as he yelled, "Fine day for a mow, isn't it? The first mow of the year!" Mr. Charlie climbed onto his huge green lawnmower with enormous black tires as we turned into our driveway. My family and I waved back, but didn't get a chance to say a thing before the lawnmower's engine coughed a loud roar. The mower spit chewed up grass high into the air as Mr. Charlie drove around his yard. And I said, "Look how green that grass is, Daddy." And Daddy said, "Wow, look how green that grass is, Mama." And Mama said, "Ooh, look how green that grass is, Maggie." And Maggie said, "Groo, groo, gra, gra," because she's a baby. Getting home was almost as much fun as leaving. Kicking off our sneaks, leaving them in a pile by the door, of course, the whole family scrambled up the stairs to get to the kitchen. Before long, we all sipped on the sweet nectar concoction of half Gatorade and half water as we nibbled on goldfish crackers and fruit snacks. Yummy doesn't quite cut it as a description for just how delectable this treat was, but since I couldn't think of any other description, I just went with the old standby. Yummy! As Mom and Dad talked about the plans for the rest of the evening, a feeling filled my body that I just needed to share. I threw my arms out wide, and I said, "Look how much I love you, Daddy." And Daddy said, "Wow, look how much I love you, Mama." And Mama said, "Ooh, look how much I love you, Maggie." And Maggie said, "Lulu la la," because she's a baby.
We hope you enjoyed the story. Feel free to visit our blog site at nightlightstories.blogspot.com and leave a comment on the blog or email us at nightlightstories@gmail.com. Leave us a message on the blog about your favorite family activity, the story, or any past story, and you can enter a chance to win some great books from Hatchet Books. You can find a whole bunch of fabulous titles over at www.hatchetbookgroup.com. We wanted to start sending bright birthday wishes to our loyal listeners at the end of each episode. If you want to be a part of getting a Nightlight birthday wish, send us an email at www.nightlightstories@gmail.com. Please send us your first name and last name initial only, along with your age and date of your birthday. There is no age limit. For example, this week's episode, we want to send out bright birthday wishes to Will D., John D., and Joe D. from Valencia, Spain. We hope your day sparkled. This episode and any past or future episodes is protected under a Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, No Derivative Works 3.0 license, which means that you have permission to share these stories, but don't sell or alter them in any way. As always, I look forward to watching the glow grow brighter with the many stories we can share together.